All right, it is time for the WILO, Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, Leading with Hope and Vision. Let's say good morning to Danielle Majors. Hi, Danielle.
Hey, good morning.
How's Danielle doing this morning?
I am great. How are you guys doing over there?
We're doing pretty good, considering it's, you know, we've had snow this week, and it's not real warm in the mornings anymore, at least right now, so we're hanging in there.
Right, I hear you.
I'd like to see a little bit, get a little bit warmer in the morning, so... In your mind, how are we getting a little bit better with everything, or, you know, where do you think we're at with the situation out there with COVID right now?
You know, from a mental health perspective, I think, you know, we're seeing kind of a split reaction to things. You know, some people are really excited about getting back out and kind of reclaiming their lives again, and so we're seeing some positive momentum with people getting engaged in activities and meetings, kind of getting back together again, and people seeing each other in person, which is very nice to have that. But then, you know, you have other people who are mentioning how, you know, life is changing again, so they're getting busier again. And so that whole statement of, I feel overwhelmed, or there's just a lot to do, or, you know, things have kind of been sitting for a year, and now I have to kind of get caught up again and get things moving again. So I think we're just in an interesting time right now.
You know, it seems like, I talked with Steve Tharper this week about, you know, mixed signals. You know, we're getting mixed signals as far as what we can and can't do with masks, what you should and shouldn't do with social distancing and all this other thing. Where do you stand on a lot of this stuff?
As far as what you should or should not do?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, like, you know, some places say we need to have masks. Some say don't. They're optional. You know, and our numbers are kind of a little bit on the incline a little bit. So I was just curious, you know, what you thought about that.
You know, I think a lot of organizations kind of putting out their own preferences on that. I know, like, if you come to our clinic, you know, we're a medical facility, and so we will ask you to still mask up when you're in the facility, just because we prioritize health for everybody, for our caregivers and for our patients that are coming in. But, you know, I think a lot of the other places, too, I mean, maybe there's not as much traffic, there's not the higher volume of people, and I think people are smart. You know, people know what they need to do to take care of themselves, and people know what risks they're putting themselves out there for, and so it's a matter of you deciding for yourself what makes sense, what's going to be the best for you and for your family.
Are you still hearing about, well, if I have to wear a mask, it's taking away my freedom?
Well, I think we're always going to hear that statement. You know, people are, you know, people have their opinions, and, you know, I think you just have to make the best decision of where you're at. I think we can all be very reassured that there is truly a pandemic out there. We have seen the numbers. We know that people have gotten sick. We're all very aware of people who have been incredibly affected by this, and so it's real. It's there. But again, you know, I feel like people just need to be aware of what's going to keep them the healthiest.
Any suggestions as to what you really think people should do when they're out and about, and or just in general right now, as we kind of wind back down into the quote normal realm of life?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've all been trained over the last year to make sure that we are practicing, you know, good hygiene. You know, it's always advisable to wash your hands, right? It's always advisable to keep your hands off your face. You know, let's just continue to do the things that keep us healthy. You know, maybe don't sit on top of each other necessarily when you're in a gathering. You know, let's make sure that we're having a little bit of distance and just respecting each other's space a little bit, and being mindful of that. Maybe don't get together with the huge gatherings that we once were. Just sort of limit how many people are in one spot. You know, really take advantage of these outdoors and what they can offer. We know that the outdoors are definitely a safer option. So if the weather, as it's turning around and getting a little bit nicer and it's a little more pleasing to be out there, let's take advantage of that.
Okay. Is there anything in particular you want to bring up, or is there anything else you want to talk about real quick before I let you go?
You know, just the big thing of, you know, I just want to remind people that as they are having moments of kind of feeling overwhelmed, or they're sticking, you know, they're hearing things on the news, and it can be distressing to still hear some of these things that have been going on. You know, just make sure that you're not allowing those negative thoughts to really kind of take over, because those negative thoughts, we know that our thoughts can lead to some difficult emotions. You know, we might feel overwhelmed, we might feel sad, we might feel down, we might feel anxious. And so making sure that we focus more on that balanced thought, you know, do we really have evidence to suggest that things are as gloom and doom is what maybe your thoughts are allowing you to think in that moment. And looking for the things that are positive in your life, looking for things that are going the right direction can be really helpful.
Yeah, basically take control of your own lives and try and live it the best you can.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Danielle, thanks so much for your time. Have a great weekend.
Hey, you too.
Take care of yourself.
All right. Danielle Majors on the WILO, Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with hope and vision.